Now just sit right there till we're finished with the show.
Good day, Yap Chief listeners.
I'm going to tell you a story that I heard at this Innovation Summit.
Okay. All right.
Basically, it goes like this. In the last days of the old Soviet Union, a reporter asked Gorbachev a question. Of course, Gorbachev is the leader of the old Soviet Union there.
Right.
Mr. Gorbachev, if you could just pick one word to describe the Russian economy, what word would you use? Gorbachev thought for a moment. He replied, good. The reporter, among other reporters, he was quick to follow up. He said, Mr. Gorbachev, if you could describe the economy in two words, what would they be? Not good.
Oh, boy.
The moral of the story is, it does matter what question you ask. When you're helping people and trying to draw them out from all the things in their life that are challenging, it does matter what questions you ask.
Hmm.
We've got Joel here, we've got Seth,
yeah.
Maria Chepeta. Any response from you guys?
Yeah, you know, that's so true. I think if they were just say one question, he said not, it wouldn't really make any sense, would it? Like, how's the economy not? It wouldn't make any sense. So he had to say good. Well, you could have said bad, maybe. You gotta focus your questions.
No, I agree. I mean, when he's like, hey, just give it to me in one word, you know, obviously didn't paint the full picture. And he's like, okay, give us to it in two words. And he's like, okay, not good. Kind of portrayed the real reality of what was going on since it was crumbling. It's very important to really get them to identify what was going on.
In our lives, if we're going to follow Jesus, we need to be asking each other deep questions. And if we get not so deep of an answer, we've got to dig deeper.
Dig deeper.
Yeah, dig deeper.
So I think one of our guys here has a joke. Somebody have a joke for
us? Oh, we do.
Okay, let's hear it.
Oh, this is a good one. It's not as innovative, but it's just good, clean fun. There was a guy, and he was at the pearly gates waiting to go on into heaven. And he wasn't the best guy, but he wasn't exactly the worst. So Peter says, listen, since I hold the keys to get you on in, I'm going to ask you three questions. He says, the first question, he says, how many days in the week began with the letter T? And the guy says, well, St. Peter, two. And he says, well, what are they? And he said, today and tomorrow. And Peter's kind of scratching his head. He's like, wow, that's not what I had in mind, but I guess he's not wrong. So, okay, well, that's fine. You got it right. He says, I got another question for you. He says, how many seconds are there in a year? And Peter's like, you'll never get this. And the guy's like, oh, there's 12 seconds in a year. He's like, what? He's like, yeah, the 2nd of January, 2nd of February, 2nd of March. He's like, ah, okay, all right. He's like, and then Peter's thinking, man, this guy is really sharp, right? So yeah, I got one more question for you. He says, and if you get this right, you can get into heaven. He says, what is God's name? And the guy quickly responds, his name is Andy. Andy? That's not right. And he's like, and Peter says, well, why don't you explain yourself here? Peter's like, there's no way he's getting this right. He's like, yeah, it's like the song goes, Andy walks with me, Andy walks with me, huh? Andy tells me I am his own. Right?
I follow that away as classic jokes.
Come on, right?
Yeah, it's
important what questions you ask a person.
Right.
That is true. Feedback is, that reminds me of Chris sings a song, give me that soul to soul.
Yeah.
Brother to brother, a cappella. Sounds good to me. But in my mind, I always sing it, give me that soul to soul. Mm-hmm. Dr. Pepper.
Oh,
sounds good to me.
There you go.
So yeah, I gotta get the words right.
There he is.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper. Oh, and the man himself? We're revising your song. You're live on Yap Chief.
Yap Chief.
How about this one? Zacchaeus ate some moogoo guy pants.
Oh, that's classic. We have another couple of items here. The high school students in Chicago were surveyed recently at a career expo, and they got all kinds of crazy answers. Some of them were right on. You know, these are students, high school students, thinking about your future.
Okay.
What did you learn from today's event? And this student said, I learned everything.
Wow.
You want to make sure you learn everything. Hopefully they did. The other thing I wanted to go over here was metaphors.
Okay.
Metaphors. Now, Jesus used metaphors all the time.
Mm-hmm.
God, if you look at the Bible, uses metaphors so many times. He calls himself a gate. God's the gardener.
Shepherd.
Right?
Yeah,
right? He's the good shepherd. So I looked up metaphor, what it means. I looked it up in dictionary.com. And this is what it said. And I was blown away by this somebody who had faith must have written this.
Okay.
It said, metaphor is a noun. It's a figure of speech in which a term or phrase is applied to something to which it is not literally applicable in order to suggest a resemblance, as in a mighty fortress is our God.
Wow. That's like awesome.
And that's in dictionary.com. Wasn't that cool?
That's wild.
What do you think, Maria?
I think that's awesome.
I think it's awesome.
Do you ever use dictionary.com?
Yeah, I use it all the time. Literally. Like, I'll be reading a book for school and they're like, I don't know what that means. So I'll look it up.
I think these guys slip them in there and try to get the word preached. That's awesome.
Go.
The other thing I thought was very convicting is an article called Why Employees Stay.
Okay.
And this was in the November 2006 issue of Forum, Velocity Magazine there. Executives read this. I don't read it. My boss actually just made copies for everybody in the office at the Chicagoland Chamber. The thing that I thought was really powerful in the Why Employees Stay, it's basically top companies sharing their secrets, is about the fairness principle. It was the number two reason why employees stay. And
fairness principle?
That's right.
Okay.
The fairness principle. It says, it's a basic human need to feel that we've been treated fairly.
Okay.
When employees believe we've been treated unfairly, they have prime cause to disconnect from their organization and in the end to leave it. In the meantime, they can retaliate in all sorts of ways. They can take things, and not just in terms of supply costs, they can withhold ideas, perspectives, they can withhold service, they can withhold communication, they can withhold their best performance, and which can cost the organization at a powerful level. What I thought that this relates to powerfully here is the church.
Mm-hmm.
If people aren't thinking they're being treated fairly, if they don't feel loved, then they may withhold service from God's kingdom.
Wow.
And I thought that if these top companies can figure that out, they need to love one another, we need to make sure that we're applying these people.
Yeah, I mean, that's so true. We gotta learn how to love each other.
Pretty basic. I think a natural reaction, if we feel slighted or jaded or just not treated good, our flesh wants to hold back. But I think it's a big call for one another just to love each other so we can all work together for a common goal, doing God's will.
I think that's right on, that these people can understand that, and we need to also. Awesome.
Well, that's another rap sheet for us. We thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
All right.
And, of course, we'd like to thank our sponsor, this episode of Yap Sheep, brought to you by the Father, the Son, and
Holy Spirit.